So, hello friends, and welcome back to the Homework Help Show, hosted by Homework Help Global. I'm Kath Ann, and today we're doing something a little different. We have Jomelie here with us today, a student at University of Tampa and freelance model in Tampa, Florida. Welcome, Jomelie.
Hello, everyone.
We're so happy to have you with us here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about your journey as a student, as well as your journey as an Instagram influencer and online personality. So just to start off, I noticed that you've made a career for yourself on Instagram with 19.2K followers. You might have more than that at this point. Your photos are absolutely amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into that?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm actually a full-time student, and my passion is also modeling and photography. So I study business in school, but on my free time, I like to take pictures, whether it's me or other people. I am an influencer on Instagram. I love to make connections with brands, create content, just have fun with a camera. And that's how it all got started. I was having fun with my camera, and then a local brand actually reached out to me while I was walking in the park, and they asked me to do a photo shoot. And that's how the whole Instagram modeling kind of started for me.
Oh, wow. So did they find you through Instagram, or did they just approach you randomly?
So I used to model for many years, but it was more of pageant, not social media. And when they found me, they actually found me in person without ever seeing my Instagram before. And at the time, I had about 8,000 followers, and I didn't consider myself an influencer. But after I started doing photo shoots with that brand, more brands started reaching out to me, and that's when I realized I can make an influence on other people's lives.
That's so cool. So when you say make an influence in other people's lives, what is your kind of goal around Instagram?
Well, before it was just to talk about fashion or in outfits, but now I have a lot of people that connect with me. For example, I shared a post about a certain scar on my body, and a lot of people just kind of told me the story about similar scars, and I show them how they can appreciate and love themselves first. I show people, for example, have natural curly hair, which has now become more of a trend to have natural hair. So I empower other women that have natural hair that is textured to leave it out naturally and things like that.
Oh, that's amazing. So you have other people reaching out and connecting to you because of these things that you're sharing about yourself.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's amazing that you're able to have that impact on people like across the world, probably.
Yeah, my demographics are all over. I can see on my business profile where my followers are from, and I mean, only 30% are from the U.S.
Really?
A lot of them are just from all around the world.
Like places in Europe or places in South America?
Yeah, I have a good amount from Europe, a good amount from the Caribbean islands. I have a good amount from Brazil. I have a good amount from Australia, actually.
Wow, that's so cool. That's really neat. That's really something that's cool about Instagram and other social media platforms, that we can kind of connect with people all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel about getting into some like demographic questions? Where are you currently located? We know that you're currently located in Tampa, but what took you to Tampa, Florida?
What was that question? Sorry.
So you're currently located in Tampa. What brought you there?
So I actually was born in the Dominican Republic. And when I was 11 years old, I moved to New York City. And then I actually did high school in Boston, Massachusetts. I always wanted to go to Florida because of the warm weather. Mm-hmm. And I found the University of Tampa when I was looking into colleges and stuff, and I actually came to the University of Tampa because of the degree that I was pursuing. The university offers a 4+1 program, which is a program where you have, if you don't fulfill the requirements, you can get your master's degree in just 1 year after the 4 undergrad years.
Oh, that's amazing. Because how long are other master's programs, like 2 years or so?
It depends on the major, but I am a marketing major. I want to get my MBA in marketing, and it's usually 2 years.
2 years in addition to your undergrad.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're going to do your master's right after your final year of your undergraduate?
What was that?
Oh, sorry. So when you finish your undergraduate degree, you'll go right on to your master's?
Yeah, so how the program works is that on your last year of your undergrad, you actually, some of you start taking graduate classes on your senior year, you can say. So it's technically like a year and a half, but it counts as undergrad and grad.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So then you get it all done right away.
Yeah, all together.
That's great. So what year are you in right now?
I am currently a junior, so my third year.
Your third year. So then you'll have one more year and then a year of your master's?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you mentioned a little bit about your degree. You're focusing on marketing. What else are you looking at in your degree? Do you have any other majors?
Yes, I'm actually an international business and marketing major, which also comes with a management degree.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So can you tell us a little bit about the management aspect of it?
I haven't really gotten into the management aspect, but in my degree guide, International Business and Marketing has the same degree guide as International Business and Management, just different, you take the classes in a different order. So when you receive your diploma, you receive a triple major.
A triple major, wow. You're such a good student.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about your modeling, and I kind of want to know a little bit how that has been as an experience while you're going to school, like doing the modeling on Instagram while you're going to school. How have you found that, and has it been a good experience for you?
Yeah, it has actually been a great experience for me. I mean, I am a full-time student. I have a part-time marketing job at a digital marketing company, and I'm also a resident assistant in my university. So technically, I have full-time student, 2 jobs, and modeling, which is technically another part-time job. And I love doing it all. I love keeping myself busy. And, I mean, it's all about how to schedule yourself and how to manage everything and excel in other things.
So how do you manage your time? Because I think that could be a really beneficial tip to any other students that are listening. I know being an undergraduate student plus having multiple jobs can be hard to schedule. So can you tell us a little bit about some tips that you use to keep organized?
Yes, definitely. So I always say that I live by a planner, calendar, and alerts. I have my days, months, everything planned out by the hours. I have certain days blocked out. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I have certain days blocked out just to study and do schoolwork. I have friends that I meet up and we reserve a room to study on certain days. And even if I don't have homework that week, I know there's work to do for the next week. I actually used to have an intern last semester that helped me run my social media and was very successful. She was a communications major, and I have a whiteboard calendar in my room, and I have my planner, and then I have my calendar on my iPhone with alerts and also invites. So even when my friends want to hang out with me, they just have to send me an invite on my calendar and see if it fits.
Wow, that's a great way to do it, actually. Because then you kind of take make the best of your time. So do your friends mind sending you an invite?
No, they actually love it, because since most of my friends are either juniors and seniors, we're all actually in a similar level of being busy. Mm-hmm. And although I live on campus, most of my friends actually live in apartments off campus. Therefore, it's actually good to have a certain day set up to spend time.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you something else. So you have your planner, your whiteboard, and your alerts on your phone, and your calendar on your phone. So what do you put on your whiteboard?
So my whiteboard, I actually just plan out the month. It's usually school stuff that I have to get done, or work stuff that I have to get done just for the month, like bigger projects that I have to keep an eye on. And then weekly, I add, every Sunday, I add the week into that as well, because I know things come up and things go away, so I just add those weekly.
Okay. Wow. That's an awesome... I might steal some of your tips.
They're pretty great. I love them.
Yeah, I love the invite idea, and I also love the whiteboard. I have like a bullet journal / agenda, but that's about as far as my organization goes. So I might steal a couple of your tips.
Yeah, on my agenda, I only put homework and dates.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So it keeps kind of everything separated but together, if that makes sense.
No, totally. It sounds like you have an awesome system, and I know you're really able to manage your time well, so I'm glad you were able to make time for us.
Anytime.
Thanks so much. So I know you have a really cool story that I'd love to talk about. You talked about it with me briefly another time, but I'd love to talk about one of your favorite memories so far in college.
Yeah, so my favorite memory in college was actually when I had the opportunity to go to Europe for a full week to compete with other college students. It was a backpacking and trading trip, and it was actually hosted by Red Bull. It's actually called Red Bull Can You Make It? And anyone in any country can actually participate to this. So if you're listening to this and you're in college and you want to have a nice experience, look into Red Bull Can You Make It? I highly recommend it. And that's actually my best memory from college, because I got to come up with a team. We were all different majors. One of them was a film major, the other one was entrepreneurship major, and I am a marketing major. So it kind of all came in together, because we had to film a video to kind of showcase who we were and our school as well, and what we do in our everyday life. And then we had to compete within our own country, and whoever won within that voting phase actually got to go to Europe and compete worldwide and trade cans of Red Bull as currency with no phones and no money.
Wow. So how did you go about doing that?
So it was a lot of planning. First of all, it was a lot of planning beforehand. I actually wish I had the opportunity to do it again, because I would plan even more. Within the competition, it was amazing, because we actually had to film everything. We had daily challenges. We had checkpoints. We got to stay in 5-star hotels just saying our story. And it was a beautiful experience. It was a very humbling experience as well.
So you got to stay in 5-star hotels, but you didn't have any currency to work with? How did you manage that?
I believe that we put our skills together, and I actually had a well use of my marketing skills, because all we have is cans of Red Bull to trade for things. We actually, for the hotel, we traded a 24 can, and we just kind of told a story, and my teammates actually had our influencers on Instagram as well. So all together we had over 50,000 followers. And we told them that we can also advertise them in our Instagram and things like that.
So you didn't have your phones with you at the time?
No.
So did they just trust that you would put some pictures up after the experience?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's so cool. So Red Bull Can You Make It was the name of the event. So we'll put that on our links too so people can check it out.
Yeah, our team's name was actually Young Dreamers with a Z at the end. If they look that up, they can actually see our entire journey.
Oh, cool. Is it on YouTube or where is it?
It's on rebelcanyoumakeit.com.
Okay, so Beyond Dreamers with a Z at the end?
Yeah, Young Dreamers.
Young Dreamers. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for sure. Awesome. We'll link that in the comments too below. So that was a really awesome story from college and a really great experience. Have you had any struggles or challenges that you would describe as a student?
Yeah, I have. So, I mean, I believe that college is a learning experience. I believe that you're not in college just for school, you're in college to grow as a person as well. So I feel like one of the struggles that I've faced is overbooking myself, always keeping myself too busy and not having time for myself, which I learned to time manage now. That's one of them. And the other one was probably like procrastinating and putting off a project and then the night before of the project going to sleep at 6 in the morning and waking up for an 8 a.m. because I thought it was easier than what it actually was.
Right. And so what have you learned differently? Like, what would you change about that now?
Yeah. So now it was more about planning and scheduling, like I talked before. So now every week, like I said, I have one day that I only do schoolwork after class. And like I said, even if I don't have something to do this week, I can start my project from next week or next month.
Right.
That way I'm always on top of everything. And then the overbooking myself, I always have something that, like a day just to go to a pool or a day to read or a day to just relax and have time for myself.
That's so important. I think that raises a really good point because we can tend to overbook ourselves, I find, especially in this kind of day and age where we always have our phones or our computers on us. So what are the types of things that you, because I think that actually extends to when you're in the working world as well, not just when you're a student. So it's really good to learn those skills now before you do start going out to work. I'm wondering, you mentioned the pool or to read, but are there any activities that you do, Jomali, that help you to kind of relax and decompress?
Yeah, so I actually love working out. I love fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask my friends usually like, hey, let's go to the gym or do something like that. Or like I said, since I live in Florida, we have really warm weather and we have a pool on campus. So we just walk over to the pool or we go have dinner, go have lunch, something like that, easy. Something that you would think people normally do, but you actually, when you overbook yourself, you actually don't enjoy those things as much as you would expect.
It's so true. And I think that's so important because really you could work all the time if you wanted to, but I think you're right. You make a really good point in saying that we don't necessarily always make the time to do those things. So I think that's a really good, important message.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then this question is kind of interesting. So if you could go back and talk to your 15-year-old self, what would you say to yourself at that age? And what advice would you give?
I laugh because when I think of 15-year-old self and when I think of me now 5 years later, I have changed a lot. When I was 15-year-old, I was a very introvert person.
Really?
I wouldn't speak with strangers. I wouldn't pick up the phone to order food. I would be afraid of my accent.
Really?
I would be afraid to speak English. Yeah.
Oh.
There was a lot of things. And then when you're 15, I feel like that's the age where you can easily get peer pressure as well.
Definitely.
So I feel like people tend to listen more of what other people say than what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to my 15-year-old self is to not be afraid to be myself, to pursue my dreams and make it happen no matter what other things or what other people are doing. And just to love myself and always know that whoever wishes the best for you is always going to remain by your side.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. But we don't know that as 15-year-old people a lot of the time. Oh, so I can't believe you used to be so introverted. You're so well-spoken and you strike me as an extrovert now. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I consider myself an extrovert now. I love making connections. I go up to strangers. If I see somebody walking around with a camera, I start talking about photography. If I see someone with a specific book, I ask about it. If I'm sitting in a coffee shop and I see you struggling with a homework, I ask if you need help, like,
wow,
things like that.
So what changed?
I feel like coming to college changed a lot because going to a whole different state, thousands of miles away from home, being with no family nearby, you just have to learn to make new connections and learn about the experience. I feel like taking classes such as speech for business actually helped me a lot. And even just the whole social media world, when people started coming up to me and reaching out, I was like, I should do the same thing and reach out to other people as well.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad you've grown in your self-esteem and your confidence. That's fantastic. So just switching gears a little bit, do you have any current short-term or long-term goals that you're working on?
Yes, I have a lot. I actually, funny story, I actually did an RA program last night and I did vision boards with my students.
Oh, cool.
And I had all of them put their goals down and talk about them.
Nice.
So for short term, I am actually, since I am a junior, I'm taking 300 level classes and they're more focused on my major. So I'm currently working on getting straight A's in all my classes.
Wow.
And so far I have achieved it. I have straight A's right now.
Congratulations.
And like that. Thank you. And then my other goal is to travel. I want to, before December, I want to go to a fashion show in Miami and maybe be a part of it. And I also want to visit California before December.
Oh, California would be amazing.
Yeah.
So you want to maybe be in the fashion show?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Are there any other places you want to travel, like long-term goals or anything?
Yes, for long-term goals, I have so many. I want to travel the world. I want to actually use my Instagram since, like I said, in Europe, in an unknown country that I was in Amsterdam, I was able to stay in a hotel. I want to be able to make those connections and use that as a package to reach out to hotels and create content for them. I want to be able to make a team and go to Canada, go to Mexico, go to all the countries around the world and just create content for hotels.
Oh, cool. What a great idea. So you want to kind of use that model that you learned from the Red Bull contest to apply to your career?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this is kind of a big question. If you had to summarize your life story, what would you say?
It's really hard to summarize such a long story, but I feel like I would kind of say that I was a little girl in a foreign country with big dreams, and that girl never gave up. To this day, she has accomplished all of her goals, and there's many other goals that she's working on, and she believes that she can do it.
Amazing. You're so inspiring. Every time I talk to you, I just go away, and I'm like, oh, this girl is awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm here for. I want to make everyone's life better.
Yeah, it radiates. You can really hear it in your voice and your passion for everything you're doing. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, I mean it. It's, no, you're incredible. So finally, what advice would you give to a student just entering college or university this year?
So based on my own experiences and all the people that I have met within the 3 years I've been in college, I think that when someone comes in, the biggest pressure that people get is the question of, what's your major? What do you want to do in life? What are you trying to do after you graduate? So I feel like people shouldn't feel rushed to go into a specific field or something. I feel like they should find their passion, find what they love, be themselves. I highly recommend to enjoy the little things, enjoy every moment, enjoy all the friends you make, because college only happens for 4 years for a lot of people, just once. Mm-hmm. It's just a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And one thing is, do their homework before it piles up.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome tip.
Yeah, I feel like I can end it with that. Don't procrastinate. Do your homework, because you're going to end up with no sleep, dye under your eyes, and a lot of caffeine in your system if you don't.
Too much caffeine. Yeah. Falling asleep in class. All that stuff. Yeah. So one last question. Can you give us one of your favorite motivational quotes?
Yes, so I always live by this quote, and it's funny because I looked at my picture from my senior year in high school, and I actually wrote this quote down on my picture.
Oh, no way.
And
that's cool.
It is quote-unquote, believe you can, and you're halfway there.
Love it. That's awesome. And you've already gotten more than halfway there, even since high school.
Yeah, just believe you can do something and make it happen.
Make it happen. That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jomalee. We loved having
you
here and sharing your story. I think your experience is going to be really beneficial to other students and our listeners. So if people listening want to find you, how can they look you up on Instagram?
Yeah, so my Instagram is at IAMJBRETON. So it's pronounced as I am Jay Breton.
I am Jay Breton. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll end it there for today. We appreciate you sharing your story with us. And take care, and hope we'll keep in touch.
Also, can I add one more thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That for the listener, especially whether you're in college, going to college, whether you're into social media or anything, if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me through DMs on my Instagram or even shoot me an email. I am happy to help you out, whether you want to pick out a school or pick out a program or anything in those lines. Just talk to me and I'm here to help you. I'm a resource.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thanks so much. I'm sure you'll have lots of people reaching out to you. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much again, and we can't wait to see what other things you get up to. We'll be following along on your Instagram.
Thank you.
Thanks. All the best, Jomalee.